Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this.
Hi, I'm Gemma from Revive the Tea, and I'm on the Upcycle Canada podcast.
Yes!
Yay!
Thank you so much. Finally!
Yes, we have.
We have Revive the Tea. Our teas have been revived. We're so excited. So, welcome.
Yes,
thank you.
To our podcast.
Thank you.
Have you been on a podcast before?
No, you are my very first one.
Wow, we are so honored.
We are so honored and pleased to welcome you to our podcast.
Thank you.
You have been a supporter of ours for quite some time.
Yeah.
Going back to a blog I think you did about us a while ago.
Back in, which, I think it was in 2020, yeah.
My goodness, yeah.
Like that, when we saw that pop up, we're like, what? What is going on here?
Yeah.
Who is this person and how can we hug her?
Yeah.
Right? Like that was so nice of you to do that for us. Thank you for that, by the way.
Yeah, no, you're welcome.
It was so kind of you to reach out and do a little spiel on our little business as we're growing. Mm-hmm. So who would have thought we'd be now on a podcast together and sharing your story? Now it's our turn to pay back, right?
That's great.
We owe you, and now this, we're back to pay our debt for that blog post. Thank you so much. So we're here with you today. Revive the Tea, an amazing idea, a great way to repurpose shirts and clothing with memories attached and make something uniquely specific and meaningful for people.
Like a keepsake.
Right.
Yeah.
You're not going out to the store and buying random tees and just making some random quilt.
No.
You are working with something that comes from a person's personal collection of shirts.
Yeah.
They're giving them, sending them to you. I'm explaining it all. You're the boss here. You explain it to me.
Yeah.
How does all this work? Tell us about it.
So, you know, pretty much everyone has that collection of t-shirts or items of clothing in their closet that, you know, every time you go to sort your closet, you pull them out, you look at them, you're like, you know what? I'm not ever going to wear them again. But you also think, well, I remember I did this when I was wearing it. Oh, I just can't get rid of it. So you kind of fold them back up and you put them back in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it just seems such a shame to leave them there. Like, those need to be out on display. They need, you know, there's such a conversation piece. So, I mean, we take those shirts and, as you say, we create blankets and quilts from them. And, I mean, I'll give you an example. I've made one for my toddler, and every evening we sit down on his bed with his blanket, and it's like a visual storyboard. Like, we'll sit there and we'll pick out each individual square, and we'll be like, oh, do you remember when you wore this in San Diego? Or, do you remember when, you know, Nanny from England bought you this one? And it's just such a lovely, like, it's just so sentimental. It's just so nice to be wrapped up in those memories. And I know, like, feedback I've gotten from my customers and everything, everyone says, you know, like, just everyone loves it. And I just love being able to, you know, explain how I got the t-shirt. And because, you know, like, our motto is, you know, helping Canadians celebrate life, achievement and adventure. And if you really think about it, it's those three things is where you collect t-shirts, you know, whether it's from, you know, sports that you play, or whether it's from your travel journeys, or whether it's from concerts you've attended. Like, we all collect clothes for the, you know, from those particular events, and being able to kind of put them all in one place is just, yeah, they're amazing. I'm kind of blowing my own trumpet here, but I genuinely absolutely love my product.
It's awesome.
And I think the other thing as well that, you know, a lot of people kind of struggle with is, you know, it's kind of a bit of a morbid subject, I guess, but, you know, when loved ones pass as well, it is definitely always a dilemma, like, what do you do with their clothes? Because, you know, again, holding the memories, but not only that, it's kind of the smell as well of the clothing. You know, you just, I think a lot of people are at a loss, like, I can't keep it all, but I also don't want to bin it. Like, what do I do? And we make a lot of kind of memorial quilts as well to kind of gift out to the family, or to give to, you know, like, there was a little elderly lady that bought, well, I think it was her grandchildren. She lost her husband about 3 months ago, I think. And as a surprise, we made a blanket from his shirts, and I got sent this photo, and she's just stood there in tears, and the review she left on my website was just like, oh, it was just, yeah. So obviously that's another great part of our business, that we're able to help people really with their grief.
That's really amazing. That's, I love that there's a story, right?
Yeah.
The material has a story. There's a photo of Grandpa up on the wall. He's wearing the shirt.
Yes.
I now have the shirt as a blanket. Mm-hmm. I can snuggle with it. I can hold it.
Yeah.
It's great. It's like, who does that? You can't get this at a big store.
Nope.
There's no meanings attached to this, right?
Totally.
So you're doing something that's totally unique and specific. I love it. It's all custom.
Yeah.
Every piece.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, totally. Like, we've tried to make our process, like, super simple for people to order. But like you say, still they're custom because they're unique to every individual. There's no, like you say, no mass producing of anything. And, you know, and even throughout our whole kind of process of creating equipment, we pride ourselves on our customer service. So we're constantly in contact with the customers and sending them photographs and everything, just to kind of really make them a part of the journey of creating, you know, from these t-shirts right way through to their finished product.
So what was the beginning point for Revive the Tea? How did you come up with the idea of doing this business on your own, creating something from scratch? Why did you create Revive the Tea?
So I have to explain that. I kind of have to go back to the beginning. So this was Gemma in her mid-20s, had two little kids, didn't want to go back to work. And so I kind of thought, well, what can I do? What can I do? And I'd seen some other people kind of make, you know, like bibs, dribble bibs or that kind of thing online. I thought, you know what, I wouldn't mind, because I've always been pretty creative. Like, I love to draw. I love to do anything creative. And I thought, you know what, that's something I wouldn't mind learning how to do. And so I bought my first machine. It was actually my husband that showed me how to thread it up and use it the first time. He remembered high school days how to do it. And then I sat there and watched YouTube clip after YouTube clip and just kind of figured out how to do it. I then had a friend that kind of showed me, it was a stuffed animal made from baby clothing. And I was just like, she got it made by someone else. And I just remember sitting there thinking, I could have done that. Why didn't you ask me? And I was like, right. It kind of gave me an oomph to go and learn how to do that, because I just couldn't bear the thought of my friend getting it from somewhere else. So I kind of progressed then on to making merry animals. So people would send me their baby clothing and I would turn them into like bears and lions and pretty much can make any type of animal you can imagine. Mm. And then from there, it progressed on to people asking about baby quilts. And actually, this is something like I've been doing for 10 years now. And then we immigrated to Canada. And when that happened, we started to get... So my other quilts are extremely detailed. They're quite costly because they take me weeks, if not months, to create. And I was getting a lot of feedback from people saying, do you know what? I really love that idea, but I don't want to spend, you know, upwards of $1,000 for something. I want something that you can like get done, get out to me really quick. And that's, you know, a third of the price. And so me and my husband sat down, had a think about it and kind of come up with this whole concept with Revive the Tea, where we changed it so that they're all uniform. So it's just the equal squares, but say custom because it's made from still from people's shirts. And we've made it so that, you know, it's just the process is much quicker. So therefore, we were able to kind of pass those savings on to the customer as well. Then that's how Revive the Tea was born. So I think initially, like my business, it was just kind of more of a hobby for me. It's something to do while my kids were young, something for myself. But as soon as they kind of went to school, it turned more into like, I don't want to give this up. I need to try and turn this into a job. And actually, like, my middle son, he is special needs. And so I do have to be around quite a bit for him for appointments. I've had to go collect him from school multiple times. Like, we've had various things going on. And I know being in a regular job, it wouldn't have allowed me to have that flexibility. So, like, for that reason as well, it also inspired me and motivated me to come up with the idea of Revive the Tea so that I could remain doing this and still have that flexibility and be there as much as I needed to for my children.
Excellent.
So I guess, I mean, it's quite a long story. It's a 10-year process, but I'm so happy with the way, you know, where we are right now. It's been absolutely amazing. And I don't think I've really told that story to a huge amount of people. And I kind of want to start to tell that a bit more because really, like, my customers have helped me achieve that, have helped me be a better mum to my children and be available when they've needed me. So yeah, I'm super thankful for everyone that's ordered with me, anyone that's kind of, you know, I've come into contact with me with, because it's really had a huge impact on my and my children's lives.
It's amazing. And that's the beauty of having a small business. That's the beauty of having to know the maker who makes the products that you buy, right? That's a great back and forth. And for anybody listening that wants to support a local maker, you're supporting the person. You're not supporting this faceless name, people that just sell products. They don't know how they're made. You are talking to the person that's physically going to make this for you and put love and care and their whole heart into this thing. This is why small business matters. And it's now giving, in your case, giving you the flexibility and the freedom to be a great mom.
Absolutely.
And still have a business, right?
Yeah,
it's totally. It's great. It's a great winning combination. So that's why we want to encourage everybody to support local, especially during holidays or gift giving or any kind of a memorial present. There's so many things that you can do. Graduation.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Right? Yeah.
That you could take all of the shirts from like our kids went to a school with a uniform.
Yep.
Right. And at the end of when they graduate, we have all these clothes now.
Yep.
It's like they're all branded for the school. We don't know what to do with them.
No,
you
exactly.
can make them a quilt, right?
And you don't want to throw them because of the sentimental value, but absolutely, yeah.
And they cost a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I know. Some of the concert shirts that I've used before, I mean, I made when I very first started, I made my brother a quilt. And I know, like, he'd gone to a bunch of, I can't remember what the band, it was a rock band. And I remember him saying to me, like, these shirts, like, they were like $150 each. I'm like, man, you want me to cut them up? But he's like, yeah, but can you, I can't get rid of them. So yeah, I mean, once you get a decent sized quilt, that's a lot of money's worth of t-shirts in there.
That's right. So yeah. tell us this, so people have an idea as they kind of picturing this. What are some of the different size quilts and how many shirts would go in a certain size quilt? Just so people have an idea in their mind.
Yeah, so we have 6 sizes, and they range from a lap right the way up to like a XXL to go on a king bed. So our smallest size of the lap, it's great for kind of coming on the couch, just to hang over the back of the couch, to have in the, like, I take mine camping with me. Like, I love sitting there with it over my lap while we're around the campfire. Not sitting too close, mind you, because you don't want it to sit on the fire. That would be dead. But yeah, so those take 16 t-shirt sides. We say t-shirt sides because some shirts, especially like jerseys, they have like a motif on the front and the back. So you're able to use that t-shirt twice. Yeah. So yeah, there's 16 t-shirts, which are lap, and then it goes to our small, which is 24 t-shirt sides. And that's like 4 feet by 6 feet. Then our medium, which is 5 by 6, which is 30 t-shirt sides. And then you've got the large, which is a 6 by 6, and that's 36 t-shirt sides. That kind of fits on a queen bed. And then after that, it goes up to 2, which fit on a king bed, which is a 6 by 7, which is 42 t-shirt sides, and a 7 by 7, which is 49. I'm so impressed with myself.
That was great.
You did that very well. You've done this a couple times before, I take it. Yes, it's great.
Yes, you do. Oh.
So for a listener who's interested and would love to have you work on a project for them, if I said today, I want to get one of your quilts made for me, what is the process? How does this all happen?
So we have a website, and in fact, we just launched our brand new website. We've made it even more kind of easy to navigate, lots more kind of testimonials from our previous customers, and we've just trying to make it a little bit easier for the ordering process. But it's just literally 3 simple steps. You would go to your closet, you would count how many t-shirt sides you had available to put into a quilt. Go onto the website and then there's size charts and you kind of figure out which one's the best one to order. And it literally is just a case of clicking order. And then we send you a link with an email which will a document which will explain what you need to do to prep your clothes ready to mail them to us, and then provide the mailing address, and it gets sent to us. And then once the parcel arrives in our studio, we then confirm back to the client that it's arrived, because we understand, like, it's scary sending stuff in the post, but so we want to make sure we're in touch with that, the whole process. And then from the date we receive, it's around 2 to 3 weeks, sometimes 4, depending on our work volume, before we make the quilt and send it back to you. And then again, like, we still keep in contact at that point too. Like, we're letting them know, we send them a sneak peek picture, and then we confirm tracking information, and then confirm once it's at their door as well. So yeah, it's super simple, super, super simple.
Excellent.
Very cool. I know with the process of then sending you stuff, it's probably such an honor as well, right, to have people's personal items. And do you have a lot at the same time on the go, or do you just do one project at a time?
So there's two of us that work here and creating the quilts, and we have a really good flow going on. So I don't work on more than one project at a time. For that, I want to give my full attention on each one. I don't want to be doing a little bit here and a little bit there. I like to give my full attention. I'd say I text the person or email them and try and kind of communicate as well. I guess it would probably get a bit confusing if there was too many involved. But yeah, no, it's one project at a time. I mean, currently we are creating between 10 to 20 quilts a week.
Oh my God.
It's pretty crazy. Wow. Like, we are getting through quite a number.
That's crazy.
That's amazing.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's exciting.
So it takes about 3 to 4 weeks, and then the people will receive them back. Is there a typical size of blanket that's more common that people are asking for, or is it all across the board?
It depends. We seem to go through stages. Like, a few weeks back, we had a bunch of the 7x7s, which I love making. Like, they're massive, and they just look so cool once they're done. But I would say our most popular size is probably the 4x6 or the 5x6. So the 4x6 is good for, like, a twin bed, or, again, from the couch. And then a 5x6 is good for, again, a twin bed that kind of, or a double bed that kind of hangs down the side a little bit. So I'd say that those two are our most popular.
So the blankets, are they then one-sided and there's a backing on the back? Is that how it looks then?
Yeah, so the top...
Okay.
Yeah, so we... So once we receive the shirts, we cut them. So each of the shirts, they're cut into 12 and a half inches on the front, and then we serge them together. So serge, like, if you think of any kind of... any garment of clothing, the way they're constructed is always by serging them together. So we're basically just kind of deconstructing things and reconstructing them back how they were originally made. So they're really durable, they're really kind of tough, and they're there for the long haul. Mm-hmm. So we serge them all together, a million times we iron them. Actually, the lady that works with me, she's my mom, which is great. I love working with my mom.
Wonderful.
She's my chief presser. Yeah, she's my chief presser, because she's better at it than me. And the one time I did it last week, I left my iron too close to the base and I melted the iron. So I'm not good at that part. So anyway, pressed a million times, and then we back it with it's 16 ounce, which is a really thick velour fleece. I mean, that's one of the biggest things, feedback that we get from people, is just how warm the blankets are. And they're super kind of durable. And then we turn them right side out, and then we top stitch around the edge. So I always say they're kind of a modern take on a quilt. Like, obviously a quilt traditionally is pieced together, and then you have batting in the middle, then a backing, then it's bound, and then it's you have a pattern put in the over the top of it. It's not like, it's a modern take of that, because not... Like, I make those quilts with my other business, and they're just not as popular as what they used to be, especially with kind of the younger generation. They prefer blankets. Like, I'm totally a blanket person. In summer, I'll make my husband, like, turn the air conditioner up so it's freezing, just so I can get my blanket out and sit on the couch. Because it's rubbish. He's like, you know what? You want to do what? I think modern take on a traditional quilt, so it's more kind of a blanket style, but they're just t-shirts on the front, and then on the back it's the velour fleece.
Nice.
Amazing.
Is the price range similar to, like, each size that you have? Do you have kind of a general price range, or are they separate per customer, basically?
No, it's the same price. It's the same price. We worked so hard to kind of bring our production times down, to bring our material costs down without compromising on quality. And so we offer standard pricing. Like our lap starts at $165 and it kind of goes up in increments from there. But even our biggest norm, like 12-inch quilt is $300 and something. It's not, we've just switched around our pricing, but it's not, you know, it's affordable. It's definitely affordable.
And for what it is,
whereas
too. For what it is that you're making for people, a price really isn't really an option it's a priceless piece that will last forever. That's so great.
Exactly. Yeah. And then obviously with buying that quilt, you're buying, you know, the 10 years experience that I have personally cutting up clothing and recreating them into different items. So. There's nothing I can't make out of a pair of pants, I tell you.
So you have the whole line. You have the whole line of blankets. I think we mentioned you do pillows as well.
Yeah, so we do pillows as well. So that's for kind of people where they just have maybe one or two shirts that they want to make something from. They don't quite have enough for the small lap size. So we do either like a patchwork cushion where you can put, because like on the side of the sleeves on some shirts, some people have like little motifs and they want to take up a huge great big square in the quilt with one tiny little motif, so they'll use those and combine them together to make a pillow cover. But we also, and this has been a more recent thing, we also offer baby toddler quilts, so that's using smaller 6-inch squares. They are awesome because I mean every normal 12-inch square we have four for the baby one, so you can imagine even like the 16 t-shirt size times that by four, like there's a lot of squares that go into them, and then when you pick them up they're so heavy, it's almost like a weight, not quite like a weighted, but almost like a weighted blanket. Just I love
nice.
It. And then we also offer larger 16-inch squares because sometimes like jerseys or concert shirts, they can have massive motifs on them. So and then we also do a combination of the 12-inch and the 6-inch, which is our hybrid quilt. So there's a ton of options depending on like what clothing you have in your closet and what you want to include.
That's great. So when people reach out to you, they can just call you up and like, Gemma, I don't know what I want. Can you give me some direction? Give me some ideas. And you can kind of direct people. I have my shirts. I don't know what to do next. You can walk them through the whole process, right?
Yeah, totally. I mean, there's loads of opportunity to speak to me. I mean, my information's on my website, on all of my social media. I also go live on Instagram every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time, just for kind of a Q&A, that kind of thing, because, you know, quite often or not, I do get obviously asked a lot of those same questions. So I'm kind of quite good at answering those now and helping, you know, and kind of help people navigate through making that decision to place an order.
Your Instagram lives are great, by the way. I love them. I watch them. Yeah. I think they're great. You are so natural and so casual. You're just like, I can do that. And they can see you read. I can do that. Hi, sure. It's so natural, right?
I definitely would say natural. I mean, if you scroll back and look at some of my very first lives, I remember my very first one, I was sat up in my daughter's bedroom and I could just see the color drain from my face. And I was just like, because, you know, it's not scripted, is it? You're just kind of doing stuff off the cuff and it's just, you know, and quite often they're not. I think one of my biggest issues sometimes is I'll say something that's really British and like my audience, because obviously we're in Canada and it's a, you know, Canadian-based business. My audience will be like, I have no idea what you just said. So I have to really kind of be conscious of that.
I love it.
Yeah.
I watched, actually today I was watching, you had posted a live about a 4 to 5 minutes, and you were talking about March to meet your maker. I thought that was pretty neat. So yeah. Do you want to explain a bit more about that and what the purpose is?
It's something that I've done ever since really I've had my social media accounts, I think, with my original business. Like, so I think her name's Joanne Hawke, but she's based in the UK. But every year, she produces this hashtag March Meet the Maker, and it's prompts that she gives you every single day to talk about different aspects of your business, handmade business. And there's loads of different handmade businesses all across the world that take part. It's really grown, actually. That community's gotten massive. But normally I will like make a post, but I thought this year, what I might do is just do like the live shorts and just do, you know, talk about what the hashtag is, that what the prompt is that day, and just kind of just, and it will just be an opportunity for people to kind of tune on to do it at the same time every day, 11 o'clock mountain time on my Instagram. So it's just an opportunity for people to kind of tune in and get to know me a little bit better, really.
The one thing I saw too, you did a post recently on Instagram talking about an article in the CBC. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Yeah, so the article was saying that basically I think textile waste in Canada is one of the largest growing problems. And so the article was just saying basically what happens to it. And I think a lot of the textiles that end up, you know, being recycled aren't being recycled. They're actually going to landfill. So I actually reached out to CBC just to let them know, because they were saying, you know, we need to do more. And I made a reel on Instagram and said, you know, actually, CBC, I am doing something about it. And yeah, so I contacted them to see whether there was any way we can kind of work together to bring awareness to their listeners, to their readers, about what we do here. Because I think that's the thing. I get a lot of feedback from people like, oh man, I've never even thought of that idea. What a brilliant idea. Oh, I just chucked a bunch of my clothes. So, you know, everyone that I've encountered has loved the idea. It's just getting in front of all of those people and, you know, waving your hands saying, hey, you know, this is what I do. Come and sell your shirts, you know.
That's really great.
Yeah.
So the one thing about having a small business is you have to, not only are you the maker, but you're also the business manager, you're the CEO, you're in charge of finances, you're in charge of marketing, you do everything, right?
Yep, you wear many hats.
So building a community online around your business, let's talk about that for a couple minutes. What works for you? What is hard to do? Where have you got success? What's not really worked? How do you build community around Revive the Tea?
So I am pretty much on every single social media app going because I do truly believe there are different, you know, the people that are on Instagram aren't always going to be on Facebook. People on Facebook aren't always going to be on TikTok. So I kind of try and do a bit of everything. I think right now what seems to be working the most is the reels and the TikToks that I've been doing. I mean, I feel like I completely humiliate myself, but anyway, it gives people laughs. So.
To one of those TikToks I watched today, and you had your back to the camera, and it said, "Give me something," and you turned, and you did a squat and turned, and you're like, crawled. I laughed out loud. I'm like, "Oh my gosh, that is so great!" I watched it like three or four times over and over. I'm like, this is so great. It's so real.
The amount of people, so that's obviously a TikTok trend at the moment, is like when it says give me something you're supposed to squat down, and obviously being in my almost my 40s, I can't be doing stuff like that anymore. Like I'm not so I was just kind of trying to relate to my you know, to my crowd that are in my age range. But yeah, I mean, those seem to be, when I make a fool of myself, that seems to be the best that reaches the most amount of people and gets the most amount of feedback. But I think just being authentic, just being yourself, really is the most important thing, and sharing parts of yourself and your life, not just being business, you know. So it's, yeah, so I'm everything, just mainly video is working for me right now, but you know, I still try to remain consistent across all of my social media apps.
The one thing we find too, dealing with our customers that come in and find us for the first time, we find that they come to us, or maybe originally they find us for the product, but they stay because of the person, right? They connect with us, they connect with you, and you now have a customer that will be coming back to you again. They'll tell other people, right?
Yes.
That word of mouth marketing is when you're not even in the room. You're not on their Instagram at the moment, but they're talking about you.
I'll have to tell you this quick little story. I had an order yesterday, a lady that I was chatting to, and she was actually, funny enough, she was actually just in the neighborhood next to me. And I was like, hey, just out of curiosity, how did you hear of me? She went, funny story. She said, my cousin who lives in Ontario ordered a quilt from you. And she said, you know, she just unfortunately lost her dad, and so she wants to make a memory quilt. And And she said, you know, oh, you should contact this company. They're actually in Calgary. And then when she contacted me and said, well, I'm just in the community next to you. I was like, that's crazy. This person in Ontario ordered from me, and now I've got another order from a referral, and you're 5 minutes up the road. Like, just blew my mind. It really did.
Wow. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
It's so amazing, right? So to have all these social media tools, a website, all those things are great tools, but those are just tools, right? As a maker, you want to connect with your audience. And by doing social media posts, live Instagram, it might not be our comfort zone, but people are reacting because they want to connect with you and they want to have that back and forth with you. You can't really have it on a podcast because they're just listening to you. But right. But when they can reach out and they can, you know, have that back and forth and connect with you as a person, then you've gone to a different level as a maker and as a customer. Right. There's a trust. We talk about building a like and a trust.
Yeah.
They have to know you, they have to like you, and they have to trust you.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing to overcome as a maker. So anytime we can use all those tools, like a website, social media, helps to kind of break down those walls, and then people feel comfortable giving you my grandfather's clothes.
That's it.
I only have one set.
Yeah.
Right. I'm giving them to you, and I'm hoping you're not going to mess this up, right?
That's what I was saying. That's what I was thinking. I mean, the trust kind of has to go even further with me because, you know, they are trusting me with irreplaceable items. So, it's really important that I do build that with my customers, totally.
That's great. Yeah. And the fact that you offer custom, we've talked to some makers, they don't do custom. They just make what they make, and you can pick from the rack, and that's it, right? And it's like... People have custom requests but they don't know where to go. So the fact that people can find you and bring these items to you, now that's our hope in the podcast world, is that we can share that message and people can locate you and connect with you. Mm-hmm. And let's get this going. We found the answer to our problem right here.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And I've also recently created a Facebook group as well called Hobbies to Handmade. And I created that to have a place for people to go to kind of, because, you know, a quilt is all about celebrating. It's about celebrating, like I mentioned earlier, you know, life's achievement, adventure. And it's a place where people come and just kind of share wins, like, you know, oh, my kid won the game this weekend. Or, you know, look at my kid's soccer team, look at them in all in their fancy shirts. Or it's also a place that people can come to chat and ask for advice about building handmade businesses. Because now, you know, after 10 years, I do have a lot of experience and I do have a lot of things that I can share with people as well. So, yeah, that's something I created recently to try and start building a community and kind of for people to get to know me on kind of a different level as well.
Yeah.
I have a question. Being that you've done this now for about 10 years, do you have or would you have the ability to, if people are interested in doing what you do, to teach them and sort of share your talent with them as a teacher, to have someone else sort of take on that same tradition?
Yeah, I mean, with my my Gemma Stitches business is something that I have done previously. I have taught people how to create quilts. And how to create the memory animals. I mean, the only thing I would say is the way that I create stuff, it's kind of a bit like, I'm not, like, I think some people, especially in the quilting world, like to plan, but I'm not. I'm someone that just kind of, my mind doesn't work like that. I just kind of go in, I have my own little process, but it all comes together in the end. It's not like this goes there and this goes there. It's kind of like a process. But yeah, it's definitely something that I have taught in the past, for sure. But like, I'd love to, you know, in the future, I'd love to bring on other people with Revive the Tea once we kind of get out of our home studio and have other people that would like to learn how to sew, have them in to teach them and get them to kind of join in and create these for other Canadians as well.
That's great.
That's awesome. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
So you're in Calgary, right? So you said talking that you actually sell more products in Ontario than you do in your home province?
Yeah, so I would say probably between 80-85% of our products actually do go over to Ontario. That seems to be our biggest market. But so far, we have hit every single province in Canada, which is amazing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, we do have, it's been fantastic. We do have a number of Calgary customers, which I love because obviously I get to actually face-to-face communicate with these people, which is great. But yeah, the majority of people are actually over Ontario side.
So what is the future of Revive the Tea? You kind of touched a little bit about it. Our dogs are barking at somebody upstairs. What is the future of Revive the Tea? Where are we going? Where are we headed? How can we be a part of the journey? Tell us where we're going.
So recently, I think it's probably 2 months now, I progressed from myself producing to then having my mom come work with me as well. We work full time together creating them. And then when we're at the point of kind of maxing out, me and my mom will then bring in more sewers. So I think each sewer can produce probably around 10 quilts each a week. So once we've received those kind of levels of orders, we'll then move from our home studio into a manufacturing space. And at that point, I then do have plans to kind of combine both my businesses and then also offer the bespoke quilts and also offer the memory animals, that kind of thing as well. And, you know, I want to give opportunities to other parents that were in my situation where, you know, I need flexible hours because my children kind of need me there, or, you know, I don't have family here. So I need to be around school hours. You know, I need to work my working hours around my children's school hours and things. So, eventually I want to kind of offer that line of work to other people because, you know, it's not like when you're producing quilts, it's not like it's a 9-to-5 thing. Like, we can be totally flexible as to when people can work. So, yeah, I'm kind of, I can't wait for that. Like, I'm ready to do it now. I want to do it now. Like, I have in my mind, at night time before I go to bed, I sit there and I think of little things like, oh man, I'm going to get everyone these little matching tool belts to keep the scissors in and like matching pin cushions. Like, I think of everything like that. Like, it's like a wedding. I plan everything out to the T. Like, I just can't wait. I'm super excited. Super excited.
I liked how you put
there. Get there. Like, yeah.
To the T, you say. Everything's planned out to the T. Well, nice plug for your business there.
Yeah, but do you know what's really funny? Every time I speak and they do the auto captions, it always says T-T-E-A. And because I'm British, I just always have a giggle at that because everything's about tea.
I love it. Yeah. So one thing we're going to do on our Instagram and our Facebook, something special for people that are a part of the Upcycle Canada family and part of the Revive the Tea family, is we're going to be offering up the opportunity to get a 4x4 lap size quilt done by Revive the Tea for one special person. And we're going to work through the details together on how we're going to make this happen. But the person that's going to win this opportunity will be sending their products to you, and you're going to be making a quilt for them out of their clothes. So it's not like you're making it and just giving one random thing away. This is somebody's personal clothes that they're going to be sending to you. So we're going to work through the process of all this. Really excited to do this.
Yeah.
And you've been very willing and helpful to help us do this. Thank you for that. So we're going to talk about that on our social media site. So if you're listening to this podcast, I'm thinking we're going to probably do it early spring.
Yeah.
Because we need time to get the podcast out, have people listen, and be a part of the process. But we're going to be doing that. And I think it's very kind of you to be willing to help us with that. And we want people to tangibly experience Revive the Tea. And I hope that we have so many people enter this who will be completely disappointed that they didn't win. But they will be convinced to come to you anyway.
Absolutely.
And want to be a part of the Revive the Tea family. So that's the idea behind all this. So the other thing we like to do at the end of our podcast is we like to throw out a secret word, because people have listened all the way to the end now. They're with us all the way to this point. They've heard everything. They're rabid fans now of Revive the Tea. We want a secret word to give to the listeners, and we're going to just do a little special thing for whoever replies back with this special word that you're going to provide. And they're going to send us an email. They're going to send us a DM. They're going to send it to Upcycle Canada, and we're going to celebrate the people who listen to the end. So from Revive the Tea, what would be your secret special Easter egg word that we're going to hide here at the end of the podcast? What is it?
It's got to be tea, hasn't it? Tea. As in drinking tea. T-E-A. I mean, that's
T-E-A.
Just, that's yes. What it's got to be. British and revive the tea.
I love it. I love perfect. It. So explain to everybody where to find you. What's the best way to connect with you? The Instagram lives. What do you want to tell everybody? How can we get more Revive the Tea in our life?
Yeah, sure. So I think the main place to head to is our website, which is www.revivethetea.ca. Also, we have our Facebook page, which is Revive the Tea, and then our Instagram, which is revive_the_tea. Again, same with TikTok, Revive the Tea, at Revive the Tea. And then also email if anyone just wanted to kind of communicate that way. It's info@revivethetea.ca. So there's just a ton of ways to contact us. We're everywhere. Just search us up and you'll find us.
And that Facebook group you mentioned too, the Facebook group, what was that?
Oh, again? And the Facebook group, yeah, it's Hobbies to Handmade.
Okay. And you can find that on wonderful. Facebook. So again, super yeah. thankful for you to be part of this. Again, thank you for the blog post from way back in the day.
Yes.
That made us feel so special that you reached out and did that little blurb about us. We appreciate it. It really meant a lot, and it was very encouraging. Yes. And I think as makers in a community together, if we can encourage each other to keep going forward,
that's right.
It can be lonely sometimes as a maker, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it's nice when makers help other makers. I saw that you connected with junebird.ca. Yes. Great, yes. Great. Samantha's amazing. So I love when makers connect and build relationships together. We're all in this together.
That's right.
We're all heading towards the same goal of reducing waste. We all have our lanes. We all have our different things that we do, but we're all on the same journey, which I love. So to be a part of you, your business, and to shine a light on Revive the Tea, thank you so much.
It's been wonderful.
Really. And for a very first podcast, I think you killed it.
You did a great job.
Words I
start
with them.
No, you did wonderful. You deserve a big cup of tea and a nice warm blanket made by Revive the Tea.
Yes,
you
I
deserve
have many
that.
Of those.
You deserve you. It. So we're going to talk. We'll talk about the draw for the 4x4 lap size quilt. We're going to talk to you about that. And we're going to share all this on our social media, everything.
Yes.
And again, just want to thank you so much. And hope you do very well in business. We're cheering you on. And we hope good things for you, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
All right, cheers. Bye.
This has been the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit upcyclecanada.ca. A review of this episode on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Please help us build this community by sharing our podcast with your family and friends. Our thanks to Jacob Moon for the instrumental backing track used in this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist. Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.